Welcome to It's My Money presents The Money Exchange with Petrina Dixon, international speaker, certified financial education instructor, and award-winning author.
Hi, it's Petrina, and you are listening to The Money Exchange podcast. The goal of every episode is to bring you relevant money topics and strategies to help empower you to become financially secure. Anthony O'Neill is a number one national best-selling author, financial expert, and the host of The Table on YouTube. He's been featured on Good Morning America, Tamron Hall, and many other nationally recognized programs. Take a listen as he tells you all how to live debt-free. So thank you for coming here again to It's My Money with Petrina Dixon. And those of you that are listening, thank you again for rocking with me on The Money Exchange. Don't forget, make sure you drop down in the show notes and get what you're going to hear my guests talk about, as well as the products that I have available as well. And if you haven't already, make sure you hit that subscribe button. And today I have Mr. Anthony O'Neill. What's up?
Petrina. Thank you so much for having me on, my sister. I have been looking forward to this interview. Thank you so much for the opportunity to share my thoughts, my knowledge, and hopefully together we can learn something and bless the people who are listening in.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I like to just jump right in. And I know one of the topics we're going to hit today is millennials and how they can take control of their money.
A recent study just came out and said that the average millennial right now in between the ages of right about 26, about like 37 years old, owes anywhere from $65,000 up to $200,000 in consumer debt, which is excludes their mortgage. So this is going to be student loans, car payments, credit cards, furniture stuff. And so one of my biggest messages right now to this generation is that they have to understand that the caliber of their future will be determined by the choices they make today. And so what I do not want to see us do is use our youthfulness unwisely. And then we get to our season and we regret all the decisions we made at a younger self because we don't have retirement. We don't have freedom. We don't have options. We have to work. So I'm passionate about this young generation dating correctly, dating within their means, dating within their budget, you know, investing earlier on, getting out of debt earlier on, and just really having a healthy but still fun and prosperous life.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so you I know you have a book called Debt Free Degree. It sounds like you're trying to get them through that first year right now. Telling them, you said relationships. Oh no. So it's like what? So let me unpack that a little bit. Do you mean associating yourself with someone that may not be where you are financially, or that has so much baggage financially that you shouldn't get intertwined? Tell me what you mean by that.
Well, you know, Petrina, I don't want to tell someone, don't marry someone, don't rock with someone, don't be in a romantic relationship, or even just a platonic friendship relationship with someone who may not be where you are financially, because all of us got to start somewhere.
That's right.
You know, like for an example, I'm debt-free. And if God presents to me a woman that is not debt-free, I don't mind that. I'm still going to rock with her. As long as she's beautiful. She got to be beautiful. Okay.
Gotta be attracted to that eye.
Exactly. You know, she got to be beautiful. She got to be a sister. Mm-hmm. And her mind has to be like, all right, I want to be debt free. Mm-hmm. I want to be financially well off. I want to be wealthy eventually. I want to leave a legacy to my kids. As long as those things are in place and she loves God, man, I'm a rock with her. And together, we're going to get out of debt. Because just because I'm out of debt and she's in debt, when we become one, we are one. So we are back in debt. And I'm going to work hard to get us out of debt. And so I think the key thing when it comes to relationships, definitely when it comes to finances, is, yeah, the amount of debt that they're in, it does play a small role. But the biggest issue is, where is their mind? What's their mindset? Do they love being in debt? Do they have no problem being in debt? Or they made these decisions, but now they're like, yo, I want to pay off my debt. I'm living below my means. I'm putting all my money, extra money towards paying off my debt. I'm not financing things anymore. I'm trying to stack my savings account. I'm trying to make some investments. I'm trying to build a business. I'm trying to build and build true wealth. And so as long as the mindset is there, between, I'm rocking with it. I'm cool with it. Now, here's the thing. My five closest friends rock like me. Mm-hmm. Okay. My publicist, you met her, Sharon, her brother is one of my good friends. And for the last 3 years, we've been talking about him and his wife journey, paying off debt. This man was making good money, paid off a car, paid off credit cards, stacking money because he wanted to bring his wife home so she could focus on raising their kids. Mm-hmm. So the mindset is the key thing that you want to have around you. Birds of a feather flock together. You show me your five closest friends and their financial situation, more than likely, you're going to resemble that around you. Mm-hmm. And so all of my five friends who I call my close friends in my circle, we may not all be millionaires, but we're definitely all making our way towards that. So if you got a bunch of five broke friends who are living paycheck to paycheck, look good on the outside, but broke on the inside, can't even, they got a Gucci backpack, they got a Gucci purse, but don't have Gucci money in their savings account, you're chilling with the wrong friends.
No, I completely agree. You know, Anthony, what I'm finding lately, and I'd love to hear your perspective or if you're seeing the same thing, is oftentimes people, the people you're referring to, or a lot of people, they're in debt, probably need to figure out how they got in debt so they can try to climb out as well as try not to get back in. They're not interested in that. People want to make money quickly, how can I invest? How can I get more? What are the side hustles? It's like, I'm finding people not understanding you could get a lot of money in, but it could go right out if you don't know how to take care of it once you get in. Are you finding that to be a trend lately?
Absolutely. And here's the reason why we're seeing this to be a trend is because young people, especially millennials, they're not taught to identify their why. Mm. They're taught to get the money, just go do whatever culture is saying to do. Get the latest pair of Jordans, get the latest Louis Vuitton bag that just came out. You know, go out here and travel, have fun during spring break, or summer is coming around and we couldn't really enjoy summer last summer because of COVID. Now this summer we can go out to Miami, we can go out to the beaches and turn up. So no one's really stepping back and identifying, okay, what's your why? What's your vision for your life? Where are you going? Why are you going there? One of the key things that I live by for myself is that if my why doesn't make me cry, then the price of commitment will make me cry. Mm. I'm going to say that again. If my why doesn't make me cry, then the price of what it will take to build wealth, the price of what it will take to build a successful family, the price of what it will take to build a successful business, the price of what it will take to get out of debt will make me cry. And so I think what I'm seeing from a lot of young people is, when they don't have a deep enough why, when they do not have a clear vision, then they're all over the place. Mm-hmm. And it's easy to say yes to certain things because you don't have a clear vision. Me, I my vision is I came into this world crying because my mama said I had a big head. And so I'm going to leave this world smiling. Mm-hmm. I'm leaving this world smiling because I'm leaving my wife. I'm leaving my kids. I'm leaving my kids, kids, and kids with wealth, with joy, with peace, with freedom, with options, with land, with businesses, with opportunity, and with a head start. Mm. That's my vision, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Anything that comes in between me and getting there, if it doesn't help me get to my vision, if it deters me from my vision, that's an easy no. Nah, I can't do that because it takes me away from it. If my vision right now, for those of us listening, could be, I'm in student loan debt. I got $100,000 of student loan debt and I want to get out of debt. Okay, cool. On this journey, if an opportunity comes where you can buy this Louis Vuitton bag for $1,500, is that a yes or is that a no? That's a no. On this opportunity, on this journey, if an opportunity comes up to where you can go and take a vacation this summer, that's going to cost you about $2,500. Is that a good opportunity to take? No. Now, should you take a vacation? Yeah, it's called a staycation. Mm. Go to the pool, get you a little daiquiri, and sit out there at the pool for $50. You know, but what I'm saying is so many people make these decisions and be all over the place because they do not have a clear vision, which is identified by a clear why. Get a clear vision with a clear why, you'll be more successful down the road.
Well, so first of all, I was going to say to you earlier, let me look at this bio, because I was like, is it Reverend O'Neill? I don't know. You was going, I was like, that's what I'm talking about. But no, so, so I knew it was going to be this way. I was going to, depending on what you say, would bring me to a different place. So there, I get you, right? You got to have that why. I always tell people have the end in mind and then back up how you get there. Some people would equate what you're saying to, I'm doing all of these things. I'm going along my journey. I'm making this money. I'm investing. I'm doing these things. But am I not supposed to enjoy things not supposed to acquire or have or even enjoy things that make me feel good? That I and the make me feel good is important, because when I feel good, when I look good, then I can perform better. So what's your thought on that? Because to some people, that may be a vacation. To some people, that may be a purse. So if I make good money, why can't I buy myself a purse?
Let me tell you why. Okay. Because this is something I wish somebody would have told me. Successful people are willing to do what unsuccessful people are not willing to do. I'm gonna say that again. Successful people are willing to make sacrifices, go the long journey, tell themselves no, which unsuccessful people are not willing to do. Mm-hmm. What I notice is when people say, you know, I deserve this. I deserve this Gucci bag so I can keep going. I deserve this vacation so I can keep going. I need a little bit of freedom so I can feel good, so I can perform better. Mm-hmm. No, what you need to do is have discipline. You see, discipline is the bridge from where we are today to where we want to go tomorrow. Not your feelings, not how you feel on the inside. No, you need self-discipline. It was your feelings that got you into debt. It was your feelings that has you living paycheck to paycheck. It was your feelings that have you where you are today. And if you want to keep doing that, then keep feeling, keep going for the happiness and for the, yes. No. For me, if you rock with Anthony O'Neill, I teach discipline. And discipline is the bridge from where we are today, from being living, from living paycheck to paycheck, from being in debt to tomorrow, from having financial freedom, from having financial peace, to getting out of debt, to building wealth. Especially if you're a millennial, use your youthfulness wisely. So when you turn 45 years old, so when you turn 50 years old, man, you can do all the fun stuff you want to do. Now, I'm not saying work sun up, sun down, don't eat nothing good. Don't take a day or two off. No, I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is the majority of your time should be working towards your financial freedom, your financial peace, and towards your goals. Right now, I'm 100% debt free. I don't know nobody, nothing. Okay. But my goals are still driving me. I want to build my dream home one day whenever I find my wife. So I'm still stacking up money. I'm prepared. I've been stacking up money for the rent. I've been stacking up money for the wedding. I've been stacking up money for the house. You know why? Because when I get married, the last thing I want to do is tell my wife, okay, cool, let's start working on the goals. No, when I get married, I want to tell my wife, go pick out where you want to live. I already got the money. We can start this process right now. And why? Because I had discipline to tell myself, no, don't go build your dream home now. Wait for your wife. No, don't go do this now. Wait for your wife. I've had the discipline to tell myself no, so that tomorrow I can tell myself yes.
Love that. So now let's talk about tips. So what should millennials consider right now? So we have some millennials that are doing their thing, right? They are disciplined. You know, they have that bridge underway, but there's some that don't. So what sort of tips will you drop to them? Go ahead and share that. How should they, have made bad decision or not the best decision for themselves financially? What should they do right now?
One of the tips I would definitely say is, number one, get your why. You know, why do you want to do the things you want to do? So I've already talked about that. Mm-hmm. Because I think the mindset is the most important aspect of anything. Bill Gates, Grant Cardone, Dave Ramsey, Mark Cuban, all these money people, myself, we could teach you how to make money. But if
Katrina
you don't have
Dixon.
A clear,
Katrina
oh,
Dixon.
Katrina Dixon. There you go. There you go.
Might as well drop that name in there too. No.
Yeah. Drop it on in there. You know, we can teach you how to make money, but if your mind is not intact, if your mind is not correct, then all the other stuff, the practical stuff we're going to teach you is whack. Mm-hmm. I tell everyone to mind your business, because your mind is a business. What we put into our mind comes out of our hearts, out of our mouth, and into the atmosphere, into the world. And so what, keep listening to Petrina. Once you get listening to Petrina, come rock with me. Once you rock with me, go rock with Dave. Go rock with a lot of different people. Get as much knowledge as you can. Wisdom is how you apply it. Mm-hmm. So the very key thing for me is identify your why. Number two is get the knowledge. Mm-hmm. And number three is my personal practical thing is take debt off of the table. It's unpopular with some people, but you got to take debt off of the table, because the average person is living paycheck to paycheck. 80% of us living paycheck to paycheck. About one third of the college graduates are going to graduate, was one fifth. One fifth of the college graduates can graduate with a mortgage payment, but don't even have any real estate. So this means millennials have $200,000, $300,000 in student loan debt. But they don't have a job. The average person coming out of college will make in between $40,000 and $54,000 a year with $300,000. But Trina, I just interviewed a guy, a dentist. Now, he's a dentist, has $1 million in student loans, and he makes $313,000 a year. I want to let that sit right there.
Yeah.
To be exact, he has 909 something in student loans. It's close to $1 million. Right. Yeah. And he only makes $300,000 a year. So after taxes, he see maybe about $225,000.
Yeah.
Drowning in debt. We're working on something that hopefully, you know, not hopefully, sooner or later, the world will be able to see it. The man is in tears. Mm-hmm. He says, I don't know when I'll be able to get, I'm going to die with this.
Yeah.
Then when you look at America, we're living paycheck to paycheck. A study just came out on CNBC that not even 54% of American people have $1,000 in their savings account. Only 40% can't even cover a $300 emergency.
Yeah.
So when we talk about debt, for me, I'm like, let's take debt off of the table and let's start focusing on building cash and owning everything that we have. Why is it, I'm gonna say this and I'm gonna be quiet. Why is it that we work Monday through Friday, we put in hard labor to get to Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to give somebody else the fruit of our labor? We go to Wells Fargo, we go to Citibank, we go to Gucci, we go to Louis, we go to Honda, we go to Nissan, we go to BMW, we go to Mercedes, we go to the club, we go to the liquor store, we go to Red Lobster, we go to Ruth Chris Steakhouse. Then on Monday, we come back home to our families and we're broke.
Yeah.
We're not building nothing to pass down to our kids.
Yeah.
We're not building anything to leave a legacy. We're working Monday through Friday to pay another family. Wells Fargo, two family last name. Gucci, family's last name. So we're working all this hard to sow into other people's family.
Yeah.
But not it's ours.
Yeah.
So for me, get a clear why. Get the knowledge. Take debt off of the table. Start building and investing. Those are the four practical things I would tell millennials right now to do.
Anthony is sharing some great tips about the debt-free life. If you want a course where you have lifetime access that can teach you step-by-step how to do the same, make sure you check out itsmymoneymasters.com. You'll have tips and strategies that are proven to help you also live a debt-free life. Also, as a bonus, you will get a digital workbook to help you with your specific information to execute on the tips that are shared. Again, that's itsmymoneymasters.com. Continue listening to the show. And do you find in working with those that you work with, what of those four things, which do you find is the most difficult for them?
Oh, clearly it's the debt part. You know, taking debt off of the table is hard because it's easy to go out there, sign that sheet of paper, get that credit card, get that, you know, student loan, get that personal loan and go do the things and buy the things that they want. It's easy to do that.
Yeah.
I just purchased a car that was really, really expensive. And that was hard. Mm-hmm. It was hard to go to my bank and tell them to cut a check for that amount. That amount was somebody's yearly salary.
Mm-hmm.
Probably more. Double their yearly salary. I was crying.
So then the question becomes, why? Why did you buy it if it made you feel that way?
Because that was my goal. That was my dream. You see, a lot of people think that I teach financial freedom and to avoid debt so they can live way below their means for the rest of your life. Now, we should always live below our means. We should never max out our true potential. But here's the thing. I want you to have financial freedom and own everything that you have. If your dream car is a Bentley, I want you to own it. I want you to go pay cash for it. If your dream house is a $2 million, you know, home out in the middle of the country and with horses, with all this, go do it. Go do it. The key thing here is I don't want your stuff to own you. I want you to own your stuff. I want you to wake up on the first of the month. You're driving your dream car. You're living in your dream home. You're traveling around the world with your family and with your loved ones, and you're not worried about nothing. You know what's my second ultimate goal is when I get married and I retire. And I go to, well, they probably be long gone by then. So it'll be his kids running the company. And I'm going to go to them and say, hey, it's been great. It's been real cool. It's been real cool. You all have helped me build my dreams, and you've helped me with a lot of different things. Thank y'all so much for partnering here at Ramsey with the Anthony O'Neill brand and just helping thousands and millions of people. But you know what? I got me a good looking sister right next to me. I've been married to for 20, 30 years. And I'm about to take her on two vacations, each one of them 6 months long. So I'm turning in my resignation, my retirement letter, so I can go on two vacations, each one of them 6 months long. And we leave this afternoon. God bless you. Love you, Ramsey Solutions. It's been nice. And when we go on vacation, we're not worried about no mortgage payment. We're not worried about no car notes. We're not worried about credit card payments. We're not worried about a bill collector because we owe nobody nothing. We just got to pay our monthly sub, which is already on an automatic withdrawal. But outside of that, we have freedom. We can go rent a townhome over here and rent, you know, a nice house over here for a month. And we can not worry about our kids because our kids are taken care of and their kids are taken care of. That's freedom. That's options. And so for me, when I talk to people, you know, they're like, oh man, you know, you got to use debt. You got to use someone else's money to make some money. Oh, you got to leverage debt. Oh, you got to do this. Well, listen, man, if debt was good, how come the Bible never spoke positive about debt? If debt was good. Now, I'm not saying debt is a sin. I'm just saying if debt was good, how come Jesus Christ never said, oh yeah, go borrow money from Wells Fargo to finance a car that you cannot afford? It doesn't make sense to me. So that's where I get the pushback from. And I love it. Like, I love the conversations and I love talking to people and having an educated conversation on why I do not believe in debt. But I have friends who do debt, and that's fine. That's their life. But for me, for my house, for my tribe, we're building wealth the long, I call it the smoker, you know, the grill smoker way, just the long, safe, and secure way. So that way, when I get older, I'm sitting on millions and I'm living off of the interest and I have freedom.
So, okay. So that's all wonderful. So yeah. Now it's, when did you start that journey? Because what the folks you're talking to, I'm sure, or maybe listening to this, are probably not there. There may be some that are, because I do have folks that listen that are along the same way as you are. But those that are trying to get there, like what you're talking about is not something that's automatic. And it's not something that everybody is taught, right? Hence why we do what we do. So how do they get to that though? Because that's not, that's a little bit different than discipline. So how do they get there? How did you get there? And when did you get there? Because I'm sure you wasn't, well, I guess have you always been that way?
No, I got there at about like 24. That's when I really started taking my financial thing serious. I was $35,000 in debt. Katrina, you know, I had the credit cards, I had the car notes, I had the systems in the back of my cars that I financed. I had the spinner wheels that I financed. You know, I lived a life. So I want people to understand, I don't come from a wealthy home. I haven't always been debt free. I haven't even always been making this kind of money. I mean, I come from very humble, hardworking beginnings. Mm-hmm. But I would definitely say the four things that I just said, that is how I started. I changed my why. I changed the focus of what I was focusing on. I went away with, hey, I wonder what is she going to say about me? I wonder if she will talk to me if I don't have this. I wonder what he will say if I'm driving this. For a while, right before I just bought my dream car, and I just bought my dream car maybe about 5-6 months ago. For a while, I was driving a 2009 car with like 200,000 plus miles on it. Because I was like, yo, I'm not ready to purchase what I want. So I'm going to wait, I'm going to save, and I'm going to go from there. So when I really changed,
wait. So you're not gonna tell us what that is? Like you said it a few times. Like we good. you said it three times. You quantified it by saying it's a year's worth of salary for some, or maybe even three times over. You got to go ahead.
Sometimes, I mean, you're right. I've said it before. It's a Porsche Panamera. You know, I bought a Porsche Panamera. Outright cash. Didn't finance nothing. No penny, not $1. I got the pink slip at the crib. And you know, it's a good feeling because every time I get inside that car, it's mine. Mm. When COVID hit last year, you know, it felt good to know that, hey, I lost, all of us did. We lost a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't stressed because I had a fully funded emergency fund. And I didn't have any bills other than just my mortgage payment. Mm-hmm. So I was able to breathe a little. Still was stressed because I wasn't out on the road speaking, which is a huge moneymaker for me.
Yes.
People really weren't buying things, which was a huge moneymaker like my books. But I think when you really shift your why and when you take debt off of the table, it forces you to now start looking at your finances differently. And so one of the key things that I teach is set aside 3 to 6 months for emergencies after you get out of debt. Man, that emergency fund, absolutely amazing. I got into a car accident recently and I wasn't hurt. I wasn't stressed because I was prepared for the emergency. Mm-hmm. So if we go back to the very beginning, I just want people to hear me clearly.
Mm-hmm.
You can get to where you want to get to. You can buy your dream car. My mom is an assistant to a superintendent. My dad drives buses to this day. My biological father retired from the Army. My stepmother is a stay-at-home mom. So my parents on both sides have never made over six figures together. Mm-hmm. Never. My mom worked three jobs just to make sure her kids had a Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, I worked three jobs to get out of debt. I was a bill collector from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. After that, I went and washed cars during the daytime. Then in the evening time, I delivered newspapers because I was determined to change my current situation.
Mm-hmm.
I was determined to get out of debt and I was determined to really start building wealth. But I knew I couldn't build wealth on a rocky foundation. And so when you really change your why and come up with a clear vision, you can change your situation. And that's where it starts. It's not really the practical money side. It's mental.
What were your influencers though? So you talked about your parents. They, you know, humble beginnings. They went to work and I'm sure paid bills. Like that's, you know, I tell my story in that I wasn't taught about money. I wasn't taught about credit. The money conversations never happened. What I saw was go to work again, meaning more than one job she did. And then it was pay the bills. Once you got, so you went to work for 40 hours a week and then didn't get paid and then went for 40 more hours and then got paid at the end. And then you shoveling it out to everybody. What was the influencers? Because a lot of what you did, again, I love the story, but if it wasn't them, because I'm sure they probably didn't because they weren't doing it. How did you, you know, even for you to know discipline, even for it's the, I'm going to do it differently. What was that aha moment for you that it had to be? Cause you talk about two sets of parents. Some people don't have that. They worked and you had clothes on your back, food on your table. Why did you think it had to be a different way? Like what was that for you? Cause it's different for everybody.
Yeah. So believe it or not, Patrina, I didn't see any positive influence. What was my aha moment? Was seeing a bunch of nonsense in front of me. I remember being in Oceanside, California, off of Highway 76 at the Oceanside Pier. Mm-hmm. And me and my boys were sitting in my car. Well, at the pier on Friday nights, all of us would show up at the pier and we would all wash our cars before Friday night and we'll show up. Well, on this one particular night, all of my boys showed up in Range Rovers, BMWs, Mercedes, Lexuses, spinner wheels, chromed out wheels, nice, expensive cars. Then check this out. When all of us got out of the car, me and my boys just started, me and my boy that was in my car, we sat back and we started laughing. We were like, yo, he lives with his mom. Wow, he's getting out of the car. He has four roommates. Wow, he lives with his girlfriend. Wow, we live with our mom. But look at his driving $30,000, $40,000 cars. Mm-hmm. And that was an aha moment for me. Like, I look good, but I'm broke. Mm-hmm. I'm driving this nice car, but I'm asking you for $5 to get something to eat from McDonald's. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I immediately said there has to be a different way to this life. Yeah. And when I realized that, I told my boy, man, take me home. We're going to the crib. Mm-hmm. And I went home. And my father, right before then, had gave me a Dave Ramsey budget form when I got out of the back seat of my car from being homeless for 6 months. And I went home and I started Googling and looking up around that time. That's when, you know, AOL was still relevant. And I went home and looked up the name Dave Ramsey and started listening to his show and started really researching, came across Robert Kiyosaki and came across some other things. And then I joined this company called Prepaid Legal and met a guy named Daryl. And he was talking about financial freedom and no debt and owning everything. And so I started really forcing myself to learn something different from what I was seeing. Because from what I was seeing, I saw my longevity. I will be in debt. I will be faking it until I make it. And I will never have peace. And I was tired of that lifestyle. So I came home and forced myself to look up who's out here doing it differently. Exactly. And I remember going at that time, MySpace, and just seeing who's out there working it. And so I found more information about Dave Ramsey, about who's my mentor now. Read Rich Dad, Poor Dad from Robert Kiyosaki. Read How to Win Friends and Influence People by Napoleon Hill. Read The Richest Man in Babylon. I really started exposing myself to the financial literacy part of things. And that's when I quickly learned over a matter of 2 years that there is a different lifestyle.
Yeah.
It lines up with the Bible. The borrower is slave to the lender.
Oh, you better go ahead and talk about it. I talk about that one all the time. Yes, yes, that's one of my favorite ones. So I hit that one all the time. So you know what? You know, our stories aren't that dissimilar. And in the fact that I'm like, there has to be a better way than this. And I was making a lot of money. And I spent it as soon as I got it. And sometimes before I even got it. And I thought if I had every, you know, lender offering me stuff, that must mean I'm doing well. I'm able to send my daughter to private school. I'm able to, or parochial school, and I'm able to, you know, own my own home by myself. I was a single parent. I'm killing it. No, it was horrible. And then this is now several years ago or many years ago. And I followed those like you. I'm like, I'm studying who's doing it well. And I wanted to do that. And it is exactly why I'm doing what I'm doing. Mm. I want people to know it can be different. And not just those that I followed are doing it the way that that's a different way to do it there, because there's still other rules of thumb out there than some of the ones you named, but there's others that are doing it as well. Like myself, like yourself, and many others that look like a lot of different people, because what I found, and I know differently now, is when I went to do that search, that I found people, but all of those people looked alike and none of them looked like me. So then I loved that my world has opened up in my quest to continue to do it differently, that I'm seeing way more people. And I like when people drop my name in there. So I just want you to remember after the show, always put Patrina Dixon in there, and it's my money. Those resources. But anyway, that's a whole nother topic. But I love that, because I think what happens is when people don't listen or watch what we're doing, they think only certain people can achieve what you're describing. That only certain people can walk into a bank and say, give me a check for whatever it is that they want to purchase. There's a lot of people doing what you're saying. And, you know, maybe some people aren't talking about it. Maybe some people are, but the more, and that's why I wanted you to share it, because I want people to know that it's possible, because you can say a whole bunch of things. When people started to see it, they feel it differently. And especially for the population that we decided to focus on right now, it is the seeing and believing for them, right? Like, yes. If I see you doing this, if I see you walking out of this private plane in this car, it's achievable. So there are probably people that are doing it and not showing it, but then for them, they can't touch and feel that. So it's not reality. So I thank you for sharing and then talking about how you got to it. And I'm similar. I used to say, like, but now I'm dating myself. You have an Escalade, but you live in the, you know, live with, you know, I used to say those things. And then I had to say, okay, I'm not judging. I'm just trying to understand and wrap my head around why, for me, those things didn't connect. So I loved that there's so many people now that, social media has afforded the opportunity for people to see. You have to weed between, you know, what you get on social media, but there's a lot of representation of, there are people that know how to do this thing right. And they have, you know, proven by way of their own testimony that it can be done. And when you think about it differently, it can be done differently. You may not make as much as the next person, but if you start off with the fundamentals, with the whatever it is that you make, as your income grow, those things don't go away. You can continue, and then because making a lot and losing a lot, you know, that's it washes itself out, right? So what's the point of making more if you still don't know how to use what you got? So I love it. So I appreciate you being transparent about that, because I know it's like, yeah, I'm here and this is all I'm doing, but how you get there? Because not the average 24-year-old saying, okay, this is what I'm going to start doing, because I'm going to be on that bridge of discipline. So thank you for doing that. So if you had to say to them, and I love that, what is it called again? I have to look back with it. What's it? You're the name of your book, A Debt-Free Degree. I want people to, so a couple of things I'm going to say and then let you take it from there. I want you to leave them with a couple of things. You said four things several times. Yeah. Again, drop it, because they need to hear it more than one time. And then you have Debt-Free Degree, like, why that name? I love it, just so you know. Yeah. I love it, but why that name? And then what do you got going on? How do people find you? You want them to go to the table? Like, what is it that you want them to know about you and where they can find more about how they could hear how you're making it happen? Because you are.
Well, Patrina, I want to say, man, thank you so much for having me on. I'm really excited to just be on your platform, talk to your people on your stage. I'm grateful. This is a treat. I'm about to jump on a flight here in a little bit. I'm like, yo, this is pretty dope to be able to talk to a queen about finances. But real quickly, Debt-Free Degree is a book that helps parents get their young people, their middle schooler and high schooler, into college 100% debt-free. Oh. It is a step-by-step guide. It's a step-by-step plan on how to do it. I just remember when I was going through the process of going to college, no one really had a plan. No one really had a guide. Everyone was saying, hey, just go see your guidance counselor. And let's be honest, a guidance counselor, we only had four. They couldn't really touch all 2,000 kids of us. That's effectively. Exactly right. And so me and my team, we went out on the research and we figured out the plan from seventh grade throughout college. This is what you need to be doing every semester, every summer, every school year. Here are the classes. Here's your resume. Like, we literally give them a plan. It's not an encouragement book. It's like, no, do this, do that, do this, and you will go to college debt free. Mm-hmm. So I would encourage anyone to get that book, Debt Free Degree, who have young people and you want to get them into college debt free. And then if you want to learn more about me, I would definitely encourage you to go to anthonyoneal.com. Now, again, that's anthonyoneal.com. You'll find out more information about, you know, the popular YouTube and podcast show called The Table. You know, we got about 250,000 family members over there who are listening every Monday morning at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. Just here recently, we had Sarah Jakes on there, Devon Franklin. I have some other big names coming on. And we're talking about everything from life, money, relationships, and personal development. I'm trying to have a core and a real relevant and relatable conversation around that subject. So go over to anthonyoneal.com. You can find out so much information about me, the products, the books. But really, before you check out my stuff, listeners, please continue rocking with my queen here. Get some of her products, get some of her books, listen to her podcast on a daily, and then come see me second, you know. Because I honor the platform that I'm on right now, and I love exactly what you're doing for them. So again, thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you. I appreciate you being here as well. And I love what you're doing. I'll continue to follow you. And thank you for listening to another episode of The Money Exchange or checking me out at It's My Money with Petrina Dixon. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, and all the links that of the things that we talked about here today will be down below. So make sure you check that out. And if you enjoyed it, why don't you go ahead and hit that like button and leave us a comment to let us know what you think of the episode, and then share it with a friend. Thanks again. I appreciate you. Thank you for listening to another episode of The Money Exchange Podcast. Not sure how you found us, but if you haven't subscribed, please do so. That really helps in that you'll be notified each time a new episode airs. We are available on Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and I'm really excited to say we're also available on Pandora. So search for The Money Exchange and hit that subscribe button, and please share with your friends. And if you enjoy an episode that you've heard, please hit the little heart or leave a comment and let us know your thoughts. Thank you so much for listening.